Oh, I got it. Okay, it's a runaway dog story.
Oh.
It's got a happy ending.
Like,
it's got a happy ending, and it involves Maine. So what about this situation? You live in Canada, in New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog runs away, but crosses the border into Maine, the U.S.
Can't get it.
Where the border is shut down because of COVID. So how do you get your dog? You can't text your dog and go, well, just meet me at the gate and I'm sure they'll figure it out.
You just blast through the border.
Right? So dog escaped from his family's home in New Brunswick. And it, on top of that, this is the worst part, is that it was the woman's dad was watching the dog, Diamond, German Shepherd.
Mm.
So it escaped while dad was watching. So dad feels ultra guilty, right?
Terrible, yeah.
So then they can't figure it out. They put it on Facebook. This is like a, you know, year and a half old dog, ton of energy,
oh,
right?
Boy.
Just darted.
Still running.
So, exactly.
You know?
Still running.
So they start getting sightings from people in New Brunswick, and then all of a sudden people in Maine went through over the International Bridge in Fort Kent.
Uh-oh.
And was going through Fort Kent. And then a family who lives in St. John joined the search. And finally, they find that Diamond walked into somebody's garage. And that was where they could kind of corner her and grab her. But now, how do they get her back over the border?
What?
Legally.
Right. I mean, yeah. The border shut down. There's no passage.
Not even for, it has to be some sort of passage for Diamond to get through.
Right, but so they had to coordinate a handoff. They brought the dog to the border. The dog was allowed to cross, I'm guessing by itself, or like they put it on a leash and walked it over.
Oh, good Lord.
And returned to the family.
Yes.
Right, but you... It's
That's
one of those
a Disney movie.
Where at first you're pissed at the dog, and then you're just so happy to see the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, totally. It's like Homeward Bound or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, but I was reading this, and I thought, you know, I bet people's dogs have ended up, or maybe even cats have ended up in equally precarious situations. Like, you lost your dog ran away. Where did it end up? 792-6278. I know. Do you get nervous still, Todd, with the cat, her being an indoor
cat? Well, yeah, because she wants to be an outdoor cat.
Right.
Hey,
we
don't
want that.
No.
And she jets out anytime like the door opens. Like she's pretty slick about it and sly. And like,
yeah.
The other night she bolted. I mean, she does it a lot. She's done it a lot, but she gets to like the front porch and she gets like super scared and we can easily just grab her right there. But now she's getting ballsy. And she's jumping off the front porch and starting to be curious.
Testing the water.
Yeah. The other night she went under the porch and then there was a dog walking across the street with their owner. And the dog and her made eye contact. And the dog barked and Aries freaked out.
It's like standoff.
Yeah,
right.
Standoff.
No, there wasn't. Aries just jetted, and she jetted around the house and tried to get up into the woods. And Lila was like crying.
Oh no!
So, what time of the night is this? It was dark, so it was 4 p.m.
It was Sunday evening. Yeah, right. Exactly.
4 p.m.
Oh,
yeah. Middle of the night.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was like,
man.
5 o'clock on Sunday or something.
I could just imagine Cat Dad. There goes Cat Dad.
I was just annoyed. We all know like to be really careful about opening the door now because she's jetting out.
Okay, so Todd's having a meltdown, yelling at the kids, but also crying because his beloved cat is now potentially in harm's way.
Yeah, so many emotions.
I can't believe you guys, Aries.
But I also
Why didn't you clamp the door closed?
The I don't care card too. You know, like
sure.
I'm done with her. Like she cost us $3,000 for the surgery. Now she's jetting out into the woods. Fine, you want to be in the woods? Go to the woods.
Yeah, she's starting to hang out with the wrong crowd. Yeah, that's exactly what's happened.
She's hanging out with the
bleacher creatures.
Yeah, with the bleacher creatures.
Exactly. You guys had them, right?
Oh my God, they used to hang
out underneath the bleachers at the football stadium.
Bleacher creatures.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Man, we just called them the stoners, but the bleacher creatures is
bleacher
way
creatures.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in with the wrong crowd right now.
Yeah.
My cat, Baxter Minnie P. Coltrane,
going into that old neighborhood.
She escaped one day, and we had to tell Riley that She packed her bags and she
went bye-bye.
She went on a journey.
Oh.
Because that journey never brought her back to...
Oh, dear.
No, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Goodbye, Baxter Minnie P. Coltrane.
So...
What was the name?
Baxter Minnie P. Coltrane was her full name.
Of course.
Well, she went and hit the road. She went to go play with a traveling band, is what I had told my kid.
What instrument does she have?
The banjo.
Naturally.
And she had one of those like sticks with the
yeah,
stuff.
With the little handkerchief.
Right,
yeah, that's what I told Riley when she was a kid. She went to go with a traveling band.
Yeah.
You know what the true story is?
Sidecar to sidecar.
Riley left the door open. I could never tell her.
Oh,
you never
should be too psychologically scarred.
Right.
You just told her.
I just did.
Yeah. No, just kidding. You left the door open just so she could go on her journey.
Right. She had band practice.
Happy trails to you.
Let's get the image of a cat waddling down the road. And Wyndham, like, past Bingo's going, peace.
She got a piece of hay in her mouth.
Yeah.
She meets up with Aries. Aries is like, come on to the bleachers.
She saddles up. She saddles up to Bingo's first and is like, I'll take one margarita for the road.
Aries strolls in.
Hurry up, barkeep. I got a place to be.
COVID
and Aries comes in, it's like, hey, you little young kitten, where are you from?
I feel like I know you.
You look like one of them Cape Elizabeth indoor cats I've heard of. Pretty little thing.
You aren't ready for these streets, Aries.
Now you're on my side of the tracks.
You don't know what it's like in the real world under the bleachers and Bonnie Eagle.
Oh, my God. Aries, go home.
Yeah.
Aries is running with the rough crowd now.
I'm going to show you the rough life, Aries. We're
that
gonna
sounded
have to
like
get
Prison
you.
Mike to me from The Office. Prison Mike. Do you guys know Prison Mike from The Office?
It was a tough life. Well, wow. Man, those humans declawed you. We're going to have to get you a shank stat, Aries.
Yes.
Shank. I'll whittle it out of this piece of hay in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Just sing a song. Actually, I could use the toothpick they put in my martini at Bingo's the last round.
Dry. Shaken, not stirred.